Americans have a lot to be thankful for this year. Our election results are better than expected, and we can all give thanks for that. We are undoubtedly in a much better situation than we could have been. Trump's election should reverse some of the more destructive decisions of the last administration, and it has given us time to work on the cultural issues that lay ahead. Speaking of culture, it is beautiful that we choose to come together perennially with those that we love to give thanks to God. Public acts of thanks like this are too few, and we should welcome such acknowledgments of our collective faith and culture. We are bound together by our shared devotion, and such times remind us of our commonality and shared values. Too often, people want to erase public displays of faith, imagining them only as the dictatorial facades of a dystopian world. But this is what they actually look like. One of the things that sets Christians apart from the world around us is our focus on gratitude. We see, or should see, how little we are owed and how much we are given. Everything that we have represents a gift that we can never repay, and that concept even extends to the people who are dear to us. The people in our lives reflect parts of our Creator, and each man living his calling should remind us of that. Losing a friend this year caused a reflection on not just how every moment had been a shared gift, but also how I wanted to get closer to him who could make someone who was so good. On the personal level, my apologies go out to those who found me to be quiet of late. I've been a little distracted over the past few weeks with the production of a book, which will be released soon, and then I'll be able to release more frequently. I'm really excited to see this published, and I will announce more details as soon as I can. Thank you to those who gave different kinds of help in the aftermath of my car accident in October. While such things cannot always be prevented, I'm forever touched by how many people, near and far, are willing to walk alongside me in my trials. When I first announced my conversion years ago, I was really moved by the number of people who reached out in jubilation to tell me that they had been praying for me. Thank you to all those who continue to hold me in prayer. I'm immensely grateful. Have a happy Thanksgiving.